Shiel Amet Beis Yom Gimel Parshas Kriya.
ואויסי טפח איכון מעמידוי ואויסו טפח איכון מעמידוי עומר רב מעמידוי כנגד היועצה אז לגמור ניס פשט לגמור איזה אסנגר קשה ואויסו טפח איכון מעמידוי where you put the טפח? What is the Gemara's kasha bichlal? Is a loch el Moshe Misinai, shtaim ki ilchosoi, v'shlishis afilu tefach. This is the loch el Moshe Misinai, shtaim ki ilchosoi, v'shlishis afilu tefach. Lechore, you could put the tefach where you want. You could put the tefach where you want. What? What is the kasha? Voiso tefach heichon ma'amidoi. What is the kasha? Voiso tefach heichon ma'amidoi. What is the kasha? Voiso tefach heichon ma'amidoi. Where is my midas tefach? L'chur, he could do what he wants. He could do what he wants. Why was Pasha to the Gemara? And the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Vais Tois, was not said where to put the Tefach. Vais Tois was not said where to put the Tefach in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So if it was not said where to put the Tefach in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Mechetese that is Heichon Ma'amidoi. What's the kasha? Where you want? You could be Ma'amidoi. Why? Everyone looks in this Gemara. It's a pelish. What is the pshat in the Gemara? Mechetese that is Alochis. Is Alochis Moshe Misinai? But what declare how Hashem told Moshe Misinai was no Messiah. Was no Messiah. There's no Mesoiro, how to be minded it. What is the right that is no Mesoiro? If it's Mesoiro, then one man the Omer holds. One man the Omer holds, Keneged Ayoitze. And the second man the Omer holds, he tells him, Yamidenu Keneged Roishto. What is the Kasha Yamidenu Keneged Roishto? I got a local Mesh Messina, Hashem told me Keneged Ayoitze. What he's asking him, Yamidenu Keneged Roishto? How Hashem told Moshe in Sinai, this is the way we do it. He's asking Akasha, Yamidenu Keneged Roishtor. I have an idea. Yamidenu Keneged Roishtor. You have an idea. Vaistois in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was not said where to put it and how to put it. That's his poshut, the pshat. So he came and he asked, but it's mistaber that it has to be somewhere specific. And the Gemara says, you can't stamp put it where you want. It's Keneged Ayoitze. And Rashi learns what is Keneged Ayoitze? Connected, attached to the sides. Rashi, everyone learns in this Rashi like Bepashtis. The Marshal at least learns like that, that it's Keneged attached to the two walls. This is Keneged Ayoitze. It's attached to the two walls. It's the least good place. Mamish in the side. אמר לרב כהנא ורב אסי לרב יעמידנו כנגד רשתו Rashi says, Pashtus, it's also on the same side, just a little bit crooked. Or that's somewhere else, we'll see in a second. And the Pshat, what is connected to Rosh Tur? So Rashi, what is the mile of Rosh Tur? And it looks like four. Who needs four? Sukkah needs three. Who needs four? He's asking him, you know what? Put it crooked, it will look like four. Shit, basuka is basuka is basuka. It's three walls. So I don't know, but I have an idea. It will look like four. Who needs four? You're right. Teisa Rosh Hashanah Chofcheh says that as Teish V'kein to do is better to sit in the sukkah that has Arba Tfanis. It's better to sit in the sukkah that has Arba Tfanis. But this is mitzad in mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. It's more Teish V'kein to do when you have Arba Tfanis. As the Teish V'kein to do is more. It's more Teish V'kein to do when you have Arba Tfanis. Mask. But here is the Indian to have four walls. Shosik, so Rav didn't answer. Machlik is Rishonim. When Rav doesn't answer in the Gantz Shas, it means he's masking or he's not masking. Isma Nami, Omar Shmuel, Mishmei de Levi, Ma'amidu Geneged Ayoitze, Vechemeru Bemidrosh, Ma'amidu Geneged Ayoitze. Rav Simon, Visem Rav Yishua ben Levi, Omar, Oysel Oy Tefach Soichek, Ma'amidu Bepochis, Mishloi Shetfoch, Im Somor Ladoifen, Vechol Pochis, Mishloi Shetfoch, Ladoifen, Kelovu Domi. Rashi says, Bemele, you have four. Nimtzo Roiv Doifen. Nimtzo Roiv Doifen. Shtayim Kilchos, Oshlish Zafilu Tefach. Pitom, you need a Roiv Doifen. So again, the Oras bepshat. Maybe you could hold on all these kashas and not such a kasha. But bepashtas, these Oras are very starke Oras. And again, the Oras are first heichon ma'amidoi. What kind of question it is? Shtayim kilchot. She said, do what you want. Aleph. Oras bepshat. Second, the Oras bepshat. Keneged ayoitze. Rashi says, the way that we have in the picture, I think in Das Rashi, everyone learns that. You have the two walls and you connect it to the side of it. This is such a good eitzah. Then the Gemara says, Keneged Rosh Tur. The Rashi will look like four. Look like four. Look like five. Sukkah is three. Maybe Keneged will look like four. Who said his name before? And then the Gemara says, "Oyz for the tefach soichik the grash, and I have roiv doifen." The Alach Lemoishim Sina said, "The tefach, chabayitz roiv doifen." So we have to know. Taisus in Amud Beis says, "And tefach soichik at least that it's the rabbanon." The Inachnam, it's only with the rabbanon. But first, the Primogodim says that in Rad and the Ran, it's mashmat doirais. Then for sure it's shver. If Rashi will learn like that, even if it's the Rabbanon, make a taste the Rabbanon will make such zach. Now, the Ramban also will see in the Sugya is mashma, everything is the rice, it's not the Rabbanon. Taisa says it's the Rabbanon. Taisa said it in Tefach Soichik, he didn't say it in Kenegan Ayoitzan, he didn't say it in Kenegan Rosh Toir. Maybe in Tefach Soichik he said it's the Rabbanon. But again, the Primogodim of Shavu brings it down in Tofrish Lamed, Sivkod and Choftes, the Primogodim state that in the Ran, and in the Ramban, state that it's Dei Raisa. If I get the Bir Alochi brings down that the Pashas is Dei Raisa, Shuv, Motsosi, Mateis, is that it's Dei Rabona. But the Pashas of the Bir Alochi, the Primogodim is that it's Dei Raisa. So what is the Pshat in that one in this week? Selchura, the Pshat Advorim is Shitas Rashi and is Shitas Ramban. And we'll go every Shita Mesuda. First the Avone B'Shitas Rashi, and then the Pshat Tov and the Gemara and the Chetimtzes B'Shitas Rashi. Avad is Mevur in the Gemara and the Aloch Elamayish Mesinai that Shtayim Kilchoso V'Shlish is Tefach. Till we saw in the Avdalad Amud Beis and Rabbeinu Peretz that this Tefach is a Shir Doifen in a Sukkah. So when he was speaking about Yumdim, he said, Shiur Yumdim is Tefach, ki Shiur Suke, Beshlishis is a Tefach. The Ra'a also said, Avar is a Shiur Tefach. We mentioned in Shiur yesterday, that Bepashtes, Loshon HaRosh, Loshon HaRamban, we'll see it soon, Loshon HaRitva here, that the getter of the Shlishis Tefach, we stretch the wall. It pulls, it stretches. So wide, we said it stops the rain, Kielu. That is the first thing I said. We said yesterday, as a din tefach, and the tefach stretches, and the keilu it closes over the door, over the doifen. Loshen Arosh, the itztabo, maybe the Rashi and Yutes. See the Ramban by Yos B'Shem, the Yerushalmi, you stretch the wall. This is one thing. But it's a second thing. It's a Dover Omoik, but it's a Dover Emes. Shitas Rashi, and I think it's a Dover Poshut. What is a Sukkah? We remember if we started to learn how you know Mechitzas Sukkah have to be Yud. The Kapoiris is Yud. So it was the Shaykh, so the Kapoiris was Yud. Why the Sukkah needs to be Yud? It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. The Kapoiris is Yud. The Kapoiris is Yud. So we said the Pshat is, we see that Hashem, Shemaim Lahoretz, Hashem, Hashem went down till here, it's a Rishus, and you have to cover the Rishus with Mechitzas. So I want to explain a little bit. The Chavetz of Sukkah is you build yourself a house. That is called a Sukkah. You surround yourself with Mechitzas. And this one is called a Sukkah. You surround it with Mechitzas. This is the Chavetz of Sukkah. What has to be surrounded in Mechitzas? The place where you're sitting inside. You're surrounded with Mechitzas. We said if Rishus is still Yud, so you have to uplift the Mechitza still Yud, right? You have to be surrounded. From how much sides you have to be surrounded? From all of the sides. And I will explain. So Davar Dak, what is the Pshat? I have to be surrounded. I have to have a place that is called a Sukkah. I have to have a place that is called a Sukkah. Surrounded. How I'm surrounded? I make three walls, so it's considered that the whole place is surrounded. Hashulchan says it kimat derech lishoyne. Says avadu, you have to sit in a sukkah. A sukkah is a house. How you surround yourself in a sukkah? You build three mechitzas, but you have to be surrounded completely. I will explain it. We had a Rashi and Avdalad Amud Aleph. Rashi said, what is a sukkah? Sholish mechitzes ve'arevis Pesach. Why Rashi has to say ve'arevis Pesach? Why Rashi has to say ve'arevis Pesach? Three walls is a sukkah. Rashi says, sholish mechitzes ve'arevis Pesach. Why Rashi has to say ve'arevis Pesach? Why Rashi has to say it? The Torah says, I need to be surrounded. So Rashi says, I have three walls, and the fourth wall is a Pesach. If the fourth wall is not a Pesach, I'm not surrounded. I need to be surrounded completely. The way I'm surrounded is, I have three walls, this is the Pesach. I want to explain. Pesach doesn't mean to walk in. Rashi says later in the Zayin, if you have Oymed Merubah al HaPorutz and Shabbos, so the place is closed. So Rashi, yesh psochim, aber oymed merubah al haporutz. So when you have oymed merubah al haporutz, what happens? You surround yourself in Shabbos. You have little holes. These are holes. I'm surrounded as holes. Sukkah, you make three walls. There, you're allowed to have a hole. But I'm surrounded. Rashi repeats himself. Yudalad amud beis. Ve'arevis Pesach. The Hainu. If the halacha would be that you only have to be surrounded in three walls, so why Rashi has to say ve'arevis Pesach? Sukkah have to have three walls. Sukkah is a house. How you build a house? What is a house? A house is mokim yeshivasi. A house is the place that I'm sitting in. This is mokim yeshivasi. How I have a house? How I have a house? How I have a mokim yeshivasi? I'm surrounded with walls. I could be surrounded with three walls. I can be surrounded in three walls to have mokim yeshivasi. But when I'm surrounded in three walls, I need to have a hekef. I need to be mukaf. When I'm mukaf, then it's called that I'm sitting in a sukkah. So the yesoid, and I want to explain. When the Gemara asks the kashiv, oisotefach heichon ma'amidoi lefi Rashi. What is the Gemara's kashiv? Mihilchois, the Ochashulchan calls it, not from the alochis if the tfanis. If the alochis that I need to be surrounded in the sukkah. I know maybe it sounds volume a little bit pshutim, mufshotim, but it's like you have to know the pshat good to understand later the whole tzus of the shmaisa. to be surrounded. Where I will put this tefach that I will be surrounded? There's a klal in Shas. When you don't understand the Gemara's kasha enough, look in the answer, and from the answer, boy, what was the kasha? What is the Gemara's answer? I will take the second teretz. Keneged Rosh Toyo. Zogt Rashi, put in there, you will look surrounded from four sides. So again, when a person has full three walls, he looks surrounded. Why? We're looking at three walls and a door. I'm surrounded. Well, no one is planning that you'll be inside a closed box. No one's surrounded you'll be in a closed box. No one is expecting you to be. This is the way I surround myself. I put three mechitzas, and here I'm sitting, and oh, I'm surrounded. The modus akash of the Gemara is how you will do it in a way that you'll be considered mukaf. That it be considered that the place is mukaf in Gansen. So the second teretz is roishto. What is the first teretz? The first teretz is keneged hayoytze. Everyone will say the best thing will put it in the other corner. Will look much better, like a hay. Why to put it like a reish with a little knetch? The answer is, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, miyad, when we'll start tomorrow, we'll start the sugis here, that is a sugi that is called Arevon. Rashi started already in Shtayim Kilchosei Kemin Gam. Rashi learns that two walls have to be attached. When the two walls are not attached, like a mavui, the firashi, it's not good. You have to have a pas arba, you have to connect them. As a din in sukkah, we need two walls. Someone will ask me, I'll say, punk fakel, two walls on two sides, already quite good. And if you make a corner, the whole place is open. But the answer is, we see in the sugi of Arevon, the walls that are attached, they give a chashivus to the mokker. This is the reason in sukkah you have to have tfanois shem Arevon, that they're attached with each other, kamin gam. The Mele, the man, the Omar, Keneged Hayoytze learns, if it's a little bit there, it already has a chashivus that gives the mokoim, a mokoim of shame that it's surrounded, that it's mukaf mechitzas. Mikol mokoim. The holoch yelech of the Gemara is, heichon ma'amidoi, what is the heichon ma'amidoi? Klapei de alochev what? Klapei de alochev, how the place is considered surrounded, how the place is called mukaf. Not klapid et fanes. And one man the oma holds keneged ayoitze, the other man the oma holds keneged roshtoir. Pashas is choylek, he holds keneged ayoitze, it's not good. So later, if the man the oma keneged ayoitze is masking to roshtoir or not, the shayle. And then Rav Simon says, I have a better plan. You put it with a lavut. Again, not that I need the lavut for the sukkah. I need it for the surrounded. To be mukaf. Oh, but not for the shame tfanis of the sukkah. The vow we're not saying so much nafkeminis. The vow we're not saying so much nafkeminis. We're just saying more the tzus of the shmaisa. So it's a tefach heichon ma'amidoi that this place is called closed. That this place is called surrounded. Other keneged ayoitze. Other tefach soichek. Other Rav Simon says, "Oyzulei tefach seichek u'ma'amidei bepochis mishloisho." This is the tzus of the shmeise alibe de Rashi. Now, lo mezel first the Gemara alibe de Rashi. We'll see the three man the omrim in the Gemara first bepshat. Oyzulei tefach heichon ma'amidei omar Rav ma'amidei keneged ayoitze. So in this everyone agrees, the Baal Rashi says, Mokim shemachitze kolo ba'eze sheirtze im ha-shtayim mizroch yitzvoyin is yase ha-tefach b'sof ha-tzvoyin is b'mikzei ha-tzal ma'irev ha-im mizroch l'tzad dorek, like the picture that the Maharshal drew. Oma le-Rav Kahane ve-Rav Asi le-Rav ya-amidenu k'neged roishtoyo. And again, this is what I explain. They're asking him a kasha. What is that? It's not the Alochem Mishmissina didn't speak it out. The Alochem Mishmissina spoke about the Tfanis. Now we know that you have to make it in a way that it's surrounding. So he said, "Keneged ayoitze makes more sense." He says, "No, yeah, midenu keneged roishtoy." Zogt Rashi, roishtoy shua mikzoy tzfoinis ma'arovis ba'alachse oy mizrochis doimis כשהמחיצס מערוב יצפה דנירה נויטה לבייז מחיצס ומחזי כארבע מחיצס רואי שטוי ריטלם מיינה של סויף סודה שאת לא ממקולים ואוילכים בלחסן זה אורך מזה מעט סובולס כנגד רואי שטוי. So the picture we have in our Gemara, it's from the Marshal, that you have the Reish, the Shtaim Kegam, Arevon, and then you put it a little bit slanted. This is the way that we have the picture by us. Why it's called Rosh Toir? Rashi says, Tell him Amachresha. Tell him Amachresha. We do it connected like Tell him Amachresha. Hazeh Zogt Rashi. Some say that Rosh Toir is Miloshen. Rosh Toir, Toir is a cow. If you look at the head of the cow, it also looks like that. The head of a person is straight. The head of the cow is Rosh Toir. Some say that the Lashon Rosh Toir comes from the Lashon of Rosh Toir. The idea is someone of the Rishonim says as Abshal. Mikol Mekoyim, the picture we have by us is a Reish with a little bit Netiyah inside. As they learned the Marshal Bedas Rashi. Frekt the Sfasemes. If this is the Pshat, you don't have Shir Zayin or Zayin inside the Sukkah. No, so you don't have Shir Zayin or Zayin in the Sukkah. The Sukkah is Zayin or Zayin. You take the piece, you put it crooked inside, you already lose. How the Sukkah is Zayin or Zayin? How does Sukkah Zayin or Zayin? The Sfasemis adds, if you learn that the Pshat in the Tefach that we said that we stretch it, so try to stretch it, you know how much you'll be left with? Seven on you're missing half the Sukkah. How, if Rosh Toir is here, like the picture we have in Rashi, so first fake this was MS, it's not MS. I don't have a shir, Zayin al Zayin. And if you stretch the wall, I for sure don't have Zayin al Zayin. So Zodis was MS, what we'll say, now we're not speaking about the minimum size. I mean Zodis was MS, I think Mistama, we're not speaking of the minimum size. But it's very modne. So we'll say no. The aloch is like this. You could have shtaim ki ilchoso. Means kemin gam, and if they're very big, you could have a shlishi stevach. It's a doichak. It's a doichak. It's a doichak to have such a chetimtza. I don't know. Before you said good, maybe the sukkah is big. Mikoyach da, the Sfasemes and the Maharam, they learn Pshat in Rashi that Keneged Rosh Toir means that the crooked doifen you don't put in the side near the Sukkah, you put it in the edge, like a hay, but not a straight hay, a crooked hay. Now, Now the Shail is as a. So you do it like a hay. But you don't do it like a straight hay, you do it like a crooked hay. Here's also a shaila. When you make it like a crooked hay, the crooked is inside the Zion or outside the Zion? You put it inside the Zion or outside the Zion? What? Where? You don't know. Where you live? Where? What? If you put it inside, you're again missing. If you put it outside, so lechu, especially if the wall spreads, so you have a sukkah like this, and you put a wall here, now you start to pull it. No, the walls never reach. What lavud? What lavud? Three tefachim is lavud. As we know, shachet lavud.
Pictures are wrong.
I'm not page. I'm asking you again. Where you put it? I didn't ask pictures. As no shachet lavud. Where you put it? If you put it inside. So you're missing Zayin or Zayin. Also, it will not reach. If you put it outside, and you stretch the walls, they will never reach the sukkah. Shh. I'm asking, please. Shh. So, listen. So these are the two pshatim we have So other the pshat is we have the way the Maharshal learned in Rashi that it's like a reish and then it goes crooked, but then the Sfasemis is asking that we're missing a part of the shear. So the Maharam, the Sfasemis learned Bidas Rashi that he's learning that it's outside Lamas and the Tesfis. I asked you please. If you have a kasha later, please. Azriel, I asked you for later, it's not Nagah. והעמידנו כנגד רשתו אף על גב והקיוץ הזה אומר בפרק כמה דה עירובין עושה אוויר דהי גיסה ודהי גיסה הוא מבט אלי גבי והרוחב מעשר עמויס וגבי אוירה אלסקו הוכה דה תפח מחיצה דהי רייסה וילחס הגמיר אלו לא עושה אוויר דהי גיסה הוא מבט אלי. So Tesis is asking a kasha. What helps Roshtoir? We'll say, Ose avire de hai gise, ve ose avire de hai gise, o mevatele. As if like Tesis, Ose avire de hai gise, ve de hai gise, o mevatele. And for Tesis, Hoche de tefach mechitze de reise, ve ilche se gmirele, lo yose ose avire. What is the answer? Taisa has the kasha. Also, avire de hai gise, for the hai gise on mevatele. So, Taisa has the kasha that also avire de hai gise, for the hai gise on mevatele. So, the also avire, so Taisa is valas a aloche, le moishe mesinai, that mechitza tefach, it's not bottom. Shalas Taisa didn't answer garnished. So, first, Bapshah. Zog the Maharam. Avada, we have to learn in Tesfas that he's not learning like the picture of the Marshal, because then you can't say Osa avira da hai gisa vada hai gisa mevatele. Lefi Rashi is no avira da hai gisa vada hai gisa. There's no avir. Zog the Maharam, you have to learn in Tesfas that we're talking that the edge is like a hay, and then you could say Osa avira da hai gisa vada hai gisa mevatele. As I learned the Maharam Pshat and Tesfas, and as I most of the Mefoshim learn Pshat and Tesfas. This is where the Mefoshim learn Pshat and Tesfas. Say, the Shail is, so what does Tesfas answer? What is Tesfas answering? Val, it's a Mechitza Tefach, Vilchas Egmir Allah, but Torah Adumah is answering. His kasha was, even that it's Aloch El Moshe Misinai, but also Avira De Haigisa, but also Avira De Haigisa, and Mevatele. Also Avira De Haigisa, and Haigisa, and Mevatele. So what is the answer? Val is Aloch El Moshe Misinai, and Mechitza, and Hilchas Egmir Ale, so we don't say also Avira, and Mevatele? Maybe, yeah. So the Welt says like this. The Welt says, the Tesis meant, in the Kasha Tesis learned, that the gather of the Shlishis Tefach, that it has to close the whole wall. Like we said, that it stretches. Something al derech them. So Tesis has the Kasha, also avire de hai gisa ve de hai gisa mevatele. And for Tesis, I will ask you a Kasha. When a person takes a lulav, the lulav has to be arba tfochim. Why it's good? Say also avire de hai gisa mevatele. Why not? The answer is, when you say Osa Avira, when I have to close this place, and I put one thing, I say, it's open here, so that's the garnish. Or you're Alaska, a person has a keli. You don't say that it's Mevatele. And for Tesfas, and the Kasha Tesfas learned, the whole third wall has to be closed. And if it's open, Osa Avira, da'igisa Mevatele. It's not a halacha that it has to be closed. It's not a halacha that it has to be closed. The halacha is that you have to put a tefach there. While you have to put a tefach there, the mele, you don't say, Osa avire da'i gise v'da'i gise. But if this derech take, the gedder will be take, that this tefach does not have to be Osa avire da'i gise v'da'i gise mevatele. Mikol mekoim, this is derech shitas Rashi. The Ramban is choylek and Rashi. And the Ramban says, Punk fakert. The Ramban says, you cannot put Keneged HaYoytze like Rashi. Keneged HaYoytze has to be like a hay. It's a smot nazach. What Rashi holds that it's not good, lefi the Ramban it's good. What Rashi holds that it's good, lefi the Ramban it's not good. Machleik is min ha-kotze el ha-kotze. The Ramban says, he has a right. Rav says in Baba Basra, if a person sells a chotzer to his friend, and he writes him, listen, on the right side, this is Reuven lives there. It's Poshut. In the back, Shimon lives. And the left side, Levi lives. Now you look in the chotzer, on the right side, Shimon lives. He says, on the right side is a bismedrash. And the back is the door side. And on this side is a little bump. So Rav says, so what the guy really meant to say, he's selling till the bump. Because if he's selling more, what is happening there? So if a person tells his friend, and the right side is the Medrash. Okay, so he sees this big wall. And the back is one little wall, and here's a bump. So what he meant to sell? Only till the bump. So when a person makes a suke, like a nun, a resh, and then he puts a little piece like Rashi, he only meant that the suke is still here. The mele, the rest is not good. The only way Rav holds that it could be good, if you put the little piece like a hay. So then we know he means to get till the top. But if he puts it like Rashi, it's not good. This is Rav. Rav Kahane and Rav Asi tell him, no, you could put it like the first place, like Rashi. What happens if a person tells, I'm selling you the house? The right side is Medrash. The back is the door. And the left side is a bump. Shmuel holds. What you do is, you make a line from the little piece. You make a line from the little piece. Crook it till the edge of the other border. So if we make a sukkah like this, this will be the sukkah that I'm selling. You will take a line from here, and you make it crooked till there. Because Mitzad Echad I gave this, Mitzad Echad I gave that. So we make a crooked line. So here also, this part will be kosher l'sukkah. So let me get first of all state in the Ramban. So the Ramban, Rav holds, it has to be there. Because if it's here, it's only kosher, can I get a small one? And Ravuna v'Ravasi l'shitosan v'Babasra hold, that it's connected r'shtor means, you make a crooked line from the little piece to the big piece, and you get it, and you buy connected. Can I get a shtar? You really buy like a shape of a cow. That is the amount that you get. Azay is the Ramba. So first again, the Sfasema says he doesn't understand. There's no shir sukkah. So what we'll say is sukkah gdoyla. But it's not mashma. But that the Ramban is not so shver, the Sfasema says. Why? And he explains. Rav came and said, it can't be so little. It has to be like a hay. And they tell him it could be, because you could do it crooked. How you read the Gemara lefi the Ramban? Rav said, Heichan ma'amidoi keneged ha-yoytze. It means at that edge. And that edge. What they tell him? No. Even if it's here, you could do roish toyo. Maskim or not? Right? As they say in the Ramban. How you read it in the Gemara? Put it here and make it crooked. So this is the pshat in the Ramban. And again, we're asking a kasha, we're missing the shir. But I want to explain to you. So what is going on here? Rashi holds one thing. The Ramban says it's mamish wrong. And the Ramban says something else. And Rashi holds it's mamish wrong. The pshat. This is emes pshat. The Ramban learned, when the Gemara said, Heichon ma'amidoi, Rav got up and he said, listen, I know, I'm not trying to surround. Surround, we're leaving it to Rashi. I'm not. My job is not to surround the person. I'm trying to find out three tfanis, aloch al-moshe mi-sinai. They said two and put one. I want to tell you, I learned in Baba Basra that when you put one little, it shows you want to break the whole big sukkah. If you remember, if you learned that few tests, even a sukkah that has 100 miles, it's said in the Gemara that if the wall is only 7, you mean to stop it here? Rav says, if you put that tefach here, you're spoiling the other daifin. Put it there, don't spoil. And they tell him, sometimes you could put it here, then you could go crooked. Avad has to have Shiur Sukkah. This is what they told him. So it's not the Pshat, Machloikes, Svoris, Afuches, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi is learning Heichon Ma'amidoi. Rashi Bichlal didn't learn what disturbs in Baba Basra, disturbs in Sukkahs. Baba Basra, why I said this and I said that? Mistami, I want to sell only till here. Svorev Das from the other. And the Sugya was asking Heichon Ma'amidoi how the place will be surrounded. Lefid Ramban, the Gemara's kasha was Heichon Ma'amidoi. If you put the tefach in the wrong place, you're breaking the Zayin Tfochim. You're spoiling the Zayin Tfochim. It's two different zachen in the sugya. Again, the Valet Mamish only be pshat. Heichon Ma'amidoi. Lefid Rashi, how I will be surrounded? This is the sugya. Heichon Ma'amidoi. Lefid Ramban, Heichon Ma'amidoi. There will not be a disturb. Now I want to ask you a shayla. Tesis, we said, Rashi we know, Lefi the Marshal, everything is attached. The Maram said, even Lefi Rashi, you have to put it on the other side to be surrounded. Lefi Tesis, we know, Roy Shtoyer, you put it in the corner. How Tesis learns and Keneged Ayoitze? Like the Ramban? How he learns Keneged Ayoitze? Like the Ramban or like Rashi? How Tesis learns Keneged Ayoitze? Like the Ramban or like Rashi? Yaakov, how Tesis learns? Can I get a yoitze? Like the Ramban or like Rashi? Nothing. Like the Ramban or like Rashi? How Tesis learns? Like the Ramban or like Rashi? And can I get a yoitze? We said it's in the corner. How Tesis learns? And can I get a yoitze? What? It's no tesis. You have to use your seichel. It's no tesis in Keneged Ayoitze. I'm asking how tesis learns Keneged Ayoitze. Like Rashi or like the Ramban? Zog the Welt, Lechura like Rashi. Because if he learns like the Ramban, why he didn't ask the Kashe, Osi Avirim Aigisum Aigisum Evatelei? Why he didn't ask the Kashe, Osi Avirim Aigisum Aigisum Evatelei? So the Achroinim said, Weiss tois, tesis learn. Like Rashi, and even so, he changed in Rosh Toi, like the Maram. That in the beginning, you learn like that, and Rosh Toi, you learn that it's in the middle. The problem is in Teisus Arosh, Keneged Ayoitze, he says like the Ramban, and in Rosh Tur, he says like Teisus, and he asks Teisus Kasha, also Avir Daigisam Daigisam Evatale, and he doesn't ask it in Keneged Ayoitze. The Teretz is very poshut. And Keneged Ayoitze, Tesis learned, even if he learns like the Ramban, while you pull it, so you don't say, Osa avir daigisa daigisa mevatale. Because you could pull it straight till the end of the Sukkah. Masha'enken roish toir, that is no end, then you say, Osa avir daigisa daigisa mevatale. Masha'enken bekeneged ayoitze, you don't say, Osa avir daigisa daigisa mevatale. You don't say osa avir daigisa daigisa, because you could. If we say that the wall stretches, so it stretches and it closes. So mele, it's not osa avir daigisa daigisa. Masha'enken, but there, after you stretch it, it's closed. Masha'enken b'roish toir, is nowhere to close it. It's nowhere to close it. It's in the air. Now. Let me gain a trop weiter before we go back to the Ramban. So the Ramban Lemaisa says that he has two that the pshat is Keneged Ayoitze is like a hay, and Roish Toir is also Roish Toir means like Rashi Keneged Ayoitze, just you make it crooked. The Ritva, when he brings the Ramban, he asks a kasha and the Ramban. What the Ramban says? The Ramban says that it's not good. We see in Baba Basra that when a person sells and he says the short against the long one, he's only koine keneged hakotzo. So here also, if you do like Rashi, it's not good. Mele, the Ramban says you have to put it like a hay. But if you put it near the wall, it's not good. This is like the Ramban. Zog the Ritva, what is the problem? You could put it near the little one, near like Rashi, but because the doifen stretches, so it's no kotzo. It's Rochov. That is the halacha that it stretches is no problem. I want to explain. Here the Ritva Be'etzim writes the whole Lomdus. The Ramban is not trying to make the person to feel surrounded. He's trying to say that you're right that you have two tfanas, but Basra state that the kotzer is megareh and the long one. Zog the Ritva does his nishken kashe. You stretch it. And while you stretch it, the melech can connected ha'orich. And while you stretch it, it's connected ha'orich. You stretch it seven, then the rest is psal. Azay zog the Ritva. Azay zog the Ritva, you stretch it. Bez Hashem, if you see the Ramban inside, the Ramban himself brings it down b'shem the Yerushalmi. He brings down one man the Omar the Yerushalmi holds. It's like a hay. Ve'idoch es keneged ha'yoytze mamesh ve'amrinen she'adoy fe'nimshach. The Ramban himself brings down that the Yerushalmi was a machlekes in the Yerushalmi if his svara was right or the Ritva svara was right. This is the Lashon of Ramban. So again, what? The Basra no aloch lemoishin mesinai koisem nimshach. The men be Basra, you're not koine. But state in the Ramban be'etzem and in the Ritva that this is the avonas asugye. So I'm trying to explain. The noise of the sugye lefid Rashi was how the guy is surrounded. This is makes him surrounded. That is make him surrounded. It's kind of svores that go in that direction. Lefid Ramban, we're not trying to surround him. He has tfanis. Nor is aloche de kotzor is megarea keneged aorich. Zog the Ramban put it in the edge. Zog the Ritva, why it's megarea? When a guy sells a house, he did like this. Here Hashem said that he did it long. Hashem said that he did it long. As zog the Ritva. The Ramban said, you could say Hashem said, but the mice in your eyes, you see short, so it's disturbing. You could say svolikan, the svolikan. But this is the holach yelech if the machlek is a rishen. Now we're mamshich to the next piece of the Gemara. Rab Simon v'yisem Rab Yeshua ben Levi omar, oysel oy tefach soichek u'ma'amidoy bepochis misholosh somuch ladoifen v'chol pochish misomuch shekeshloisho somuch ladoifen kelov v'domi. Now this Gemara, first bepshat, Lefi Rashi, what is the answer? There's another place to put it. Put it, Tefach Soichek, you have four. Almost close. Looks very nice. Lefi the Ramban, so what if it's almost close? But what if you have a house, and you meet three walls, and this is Albert Fochim. Two were your koine. There is a two were your koine. Make one long one, and one short till four. How much your koine? Four. So what is the answer of the Gemara? Frank the Ramban lefi Rashi. The answer is to try to look around it like this, like this. Rav Simon says like this is enough to look around it. But lefi the Ramban, the problem is that the short one is not long enough. Zog the Ramban, you know what is the answer of the Gemara? You make shalosh tefach, shalosh lavud. You put a tefach, and then you have another lavud after the tefach. You have two lavudim together. You have seven. Stayed in the Ramban Achidush, you could make love to the ear. We have to know, Shvar Ramban, maybe holds Alamol Azeh, maybe only here. But first, but the Ramban is Masbir. Zog the Ramban, so I have seven. So here's the Vikuach again. Lefi Rashi, I'm not trying to have seven. I'm trying to look around it. One says, put it in the corner here. One says, you have to look around it. Roiv Daifen, you already look around it. See the Ramban, it doesn't help if I look around it or not. I need this, the kotzor breaks the long one. While the kotzor breaks the long one, zog the Ramban, so I only have four. Zog the Ramban, you put a tefach in the middle, lovel from one side, lovel from the other side. B'mele, I have seven. Okay, we'll get back to the Ramban. Now come, we'll learn pshat lefi Rashi. Rashi says, why I need tefach soichek? I have to have roiva doifen. Fregen alle Rishonim, for Roiva Doifen, you don't need Tefach Soichek. What is Tefach Soichek? It means Tefach plus. And when a person is Soichek, he smiles, it's big. So he needs a Tefach plus. Fregen the Rishonim, you don't need a Tefach plus. Lovud is 3. So 2.9 plus a half a Tefach, not a half a Tefach, 0.6 of a Tefach, you have already Roiv. Yeah, Roiv Doifen. Why you need a Tefach 0.1? Plus Lavud. Lavud is Achloisha. So when you have 3.6, the Doifen is 7. 3.6 is a Doifen. Why it says Tefach Soichek? As they frag the Ran, the Ritvo, the Meiri. So the Meiri says, Einachinami. You know, the Gemara doesn't use. Yeah, but it's not enough because you didn't have to say Tefach Sichik. Tefach is also enough. The Meiri says, Lav Dafke. Maybe B'dievet, like Atchile, Chazal wanted, but Be'etzem, it's not Me'akev. As they zog the Meiri. The Ritvo says, we need Roiv Doifen de Minka. We need Roiv Doifen de Minka. The Ran answers by us, Val and Shabbos Mechitza is Arba Tfochim. We need at least a Mechitza of Shabbos. To look around it, at least one Mechitza from this side, one Mechitza from this side. We need to look around it. Again. Lefi Rashi, we had the Kashe. I want to explain. Lefi the Ramban, we never had a Kashe. Why? Lefi Rashi, we had a Kashe. Be'etzem, I have two walls and I need a Tefach in the third wall. I need to look surrounded. When I have Roiv Doifen, I'm surrounded. So we asked, I don't need a Tefach Seichik to get a Roiv. Even less from a Tefach, plus Lavud, I have a Roiv. We answered, Ein Echanami, we want Ruba de Minkar. Other, we need at least the Ran says that I need at least a shir that looks at Doifen and Shabbos. And in Shabbos, shir Doifen is Arba. Lefi the Ramban, I need to get to seven. How you get to seven? Lovel from this side and lovel from this side. You need a Tefach in the middle. It's the only way to get to seven. Not only that, you need Be'etzem a Tefach plus two mashrim. But every mashru is two mashrim, yeah? What? No. Now you have to have less than Lovut. Less than Shloisha. Ad Shloisha, right. So the Tefach has to be a little bit more. So Mele, you have to have, for having Zion, you have to have more. You have to go into the Lovut. So again, Lefi the Ramban, about it, the Ramban's Pshat is very shver. Mechateis. Oh, but the kasha of the sugya is the kasha of the sugya. I don't know if we'll come to the answer yet. I want to know the kasha of the sugya. The Biskarov is maimed it in the Sefer and Sukkah. Lefi Rashi. We need Be'etzem Roiv Doifen. We need Roiv Doifen. Lefi the Ramban, we need two Levudim. Lefi Rashi, we need Roiv Doifen. So why the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai said, Shtaim ki ilchoso v'shlish es afilu tefach? The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai had to say, Shtaim ki ilchoso v'shlish es arba. Why shlish es tefach? Shtaim ki ilchoso v'shlish es arba. Why tefach? Lovud is a war. You need to have four. So why tefach? You could make four with one piece of material. You could make two and two with a lovud. You could take two little sticks and make two levudim, and also be good. You need to be closed in four. Why are you called shlishi tefach? It's not emes. It's not tefach. It's four. What? Why not? Why not? It's a din tefach. It's lovud. Lovud is kesos. You have a sukkah today with wall. You have three walls. You have to lovud, right? Every wall you make lovud is good. I need to have a wall of four.
I mean,
lovud helps, yes. If lovud helps on every wall, so here is a wall of four. Here is a wall of four. What is the tefach? What is this tefach? Bishleim elefi the first two tirutzim the Gemara, other the tefach is here, other reish toir, other like a hay. So the tefach is a shiur tefach. But now you're telling me elefi Rashi you need roiv doifen. Roiv doifen is four. So you need four. So shtaim ki ilchosa, v'shlish is arba. So if we say that Lovu doesn't help in Sukkah, Sishita Sagoen, that Lovu doesn't help in Sukkah, Ayes Gmores, Magen Avraham says it's only when you have four walls, but Lovu doesn't help in Sukkah, say Nechanami. For tfanis, the Zion tfachim have to be without lovewood. Das ist shita sagro. Please, with that Rashi. Sukkah, you cannot use lovewood for the walls of Sukkah. Aye, the Gemoras, the Morgan Avraham gives terutzim. Aber bepashtes is not like that. Bepashtes, the walls of Sukkah you can make from lovewood. So what is the stefach of the Sukkah? It's not shlishis stefach. It's not shlishis tefach. You have to have a doifen of arba. How you make a doifen of arba? Either you take a piece of arba, or you make two pieces of wood, and you make a lavud. But what is this din shlishis tefach? Why it's a tefach? Shtedus is a halacha to have a material of a tefach. Where does material of a tefach takes place? Where does material of a tefach takes place? There's no musig of tefach. So that we see that is. Could we will find afkeminus in the Hemshech HaGemore. So I want to be maimed. It's three chalokim in the sugya. It's the first chalek, the part that we learned today. And in that we said we have a machleikis, we have tuzach, we have b'metzias machleikisim. Where is the keneged ayoitze? Rashi and the Rishonim. Rashi learned samuch in keneged ayoitze, the Ritva and Teisves, and the Ramban learn it's like a hey. Keneged roshtoir, let's see the Rashi, let's see the Maharshal, it's samuch, let's see the Maharam and Teisves, it's not samuch, let's see the Ramban, it is samuch. Roshtoir. And here we had a shaila how we have the shiur sukkah, and then we had Rav Simoin that lefi Rashi it's roiv doifen and lefi the Ramban is two levudim and kilu the whole place is closed. This makes still zayin tfochim. The rest stom it's kosher medim psal. Aber das ist shita sa Ramban. We said the chiluk in between the two pshotim bepshat haGemara is. I'm asking it's only bepshat. But this is the halachi of the sugya. Lefi Rashi, the heichon ma'amidoi, what the Gemara was trying to get to, was to make a stima in the place. Not in the hilchis of the tfanis. The tfanis, basically, you could put where you want. The place just needs to be to close. How I close the place. This is the noise, and the Gemara has three ideas. Keneged ayoitze, keneged roshtoir, or the Rav Simoi. And lefi the Ramban, we're not trying to make the place close. The noise of the sugi is a sugi of Bebasre. The kotzer is megareh keneged haorich. The kotzer is megareh keneged haorich. So Mele Rav says keneged hayoitze in the edge, keneged roshtor, you can make it crooked, Ashal, if you have the shear or not. And Rav Simon said lovut. The Veltak declares begabim mekach v'memkar. The guy in Mekach v'Memkar, what will happen if you will do lovewood? If you have seven and another soda, and then you have lovewood and a stick, and then you have another ear lovewood, the Ramban will also hold you koine keneged seven. I mean, the Ramban was medame everything. We said the Ritva was chelik in the Ramban, and he said if it's Deifen Nimshach, so what is the problem, Bichlal? And this was the Lashon HaYerushalmi that the Ramban bought. And the Ramban says, no, if it's short, it's connected, you only koine connected ayoitze, so also in Sukkah it doesn't help. So he answers, Miret af lovud. And what happens with lovud legabe kinyan? Now, this is one chelik of the Sugya. The second chelik of the Sugya is the next piece of the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, oise lo ipas arba v'mashu v'ma'amidoi. Here is a big machleikis, Ran and Rosh, and this is Be'etzem, a separate noise, how a sukkah has to be built. People don't know this halacha, but this Be'etzem, it's a sugya gdoilo. If the two walls of the sukkah, if a person can have a sukkah, that in the edges, it's not a sukkah. There's four nice walls, but the edges are not touching each other. Happens a lot of times. The schach in the edge is not good. This is Be'etzem, the middle sugya here. If pas arba, ran and rosh. Then, this is the sugi we'll learn about Hashem the next 2 days. After that is the hemshech haGemore of Tzuras HaPesach. And that is Ashlome to the keneged hayoitze, another place is where to put it. So Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll see the Gemore with the ran and the rosh.